Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. This week, one of the greatest new talents to come out of Newfoundland and Labrador, Carolina East, easily has one of the most dynamic performing voices in all of Atlantic Canada, and is one of the province's hottest prospects for 2020, coming off a year in 2019 that sees a multitude of music award nominations and a brand new album that we're going to dive into. Her path from street performer to acclaimed recording artist, and the awesome people that she gets to work with, all revealed. Soaked in Whiskey is the name of the album that's getting her a lot of attention these days. Let's get it started with the title song. This is Carolina East on Atlantic Access.
Blinds open, sun hits your heart like headlights turn deep. You wake up with a look on your face like, how did I get here? Was last night just a blur to you? Cause I remember it loud and clear. Starting all friends till you started feeling good, started whispering in my ear. You said, anyone ever tell you that you got eyes just like the sea? The prettiest blue and dangerous too, as you move closer to me. There was a scent that I come to know. Sweet and strong, like your embrace, and it's left behind when you go. I stop and smell the empty bottle, cause to me it's just like cologne. And if it made you tell me that you love me, it's the greatest lie ever told. I didn't want to complicate things, so I ordered us a couple more. And stamp your name in my heart. I'm mad, but I'm laughing at another bad joke that you told, cause you know I'll be fine. And you're so right, cause you got me, you trust me and turn me. You know when I go, I'm not going too far. It's never easy, far from perfect. It's a whole lot of the boys are all going out for a meal. I've been long and patient, and the girls have made certain comments. They say it's been too long, and they're not wrong. I put up with a lot, I wait up, I'm better, but what does that say about me? It's never easy, far from perfect, it's a whole lot of work. I ask myself if it's all worth it when you're kind of a jerk. It hurts, it's true.
Fool Who Loves You, back-to-back with the title song Soaked in Whiskey. That's Carolina East on Atlantic Access. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for having me.
You must be very excited with Soaked in Whiskey. It's been out now, what, about 3 months?
Yeah, it came out in October, and yeah, I think this is probably my favorite project that I've worked on so far.
You've been a very busy gal over the last couple of years. This would be, if my count is correct, your third album release in a couple of years?
It's actually my fourth. I did a Christmas album last year. Yeah, it's my third album of my own original music, for sure. We're in the talks now of doing the fourth one.
You must be pleased with the reaction of this album so far.
Yeah, so far so good. This record is actually a little bit different than the other two. I was trying to find my sound, I think, for the first two albums, and I really grabbed onto the country side of things, and you'll notice there's quite a bit of country inflection in every song on that record.
An obvious pop influence as well. Maybe that has something to do with a certain somebody you've had the pleasure of working with lately.
I know, Rob Wells, hey? He actually found me here in Newfoundland, and he was down for Music NL Awards Week back in 2015 or 2016, I think. And I was staff at the time with Music NL. We did an open mic. I just ran in real quick and jumped up on stage, and the rest is history. I can honestly say that working with Rob Wells changed my whole entire life. It definitely changed the trajectory of what I was planning on doing musically. And yeah, he really pushed me into the direction that we're in right now. But yeah, for sure, there's definitely pop and country in the record. It's definitely a bit of both.
And for people who may not be all that familiar with the name Rob Wells, perhaps you could enlighten them with a little bit of history of the people he's worked with already.
Yeah, Rob Wells, his resume is bananas. He's Justin Bieber. He did the string section for Ariana Grande for the Grammys 1 year. He's worked with Selena Gomez, 98 Degrees, Nick Lachey. I mean, the list goes on and on. Corey Hart. It's bananas when you look at it on paper.
And needless to say, you're quite pleased with your relationship so far with Rob. It's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I left Newfoundland. It was the first time I'd ever traveled alone. And I went to Toronto to basically live with him and his partner Shoga for 4 weeks. And they both were so kind to me, and we were able to really develop a relationship so quickly that it really helped with the songwriting process. And since, I mean, we've become family. Rob and Shoga, they just had their second baby together, and I was there. I was there with them through that whole thing last year. And again, like, we're family now, so I couldn't be happier with that whole that whole relationship.
I want to ask you a little bit more about the songwriting and other things, yep. But first a couple of other tunes. Let's go ahead and spin Monster. We'll ask you about that in just a bit. But this is Monster on Atlantic Access.
Doing, you won't make it very far.
So don't you worry, I'll make something of myself. Gotta do it big, can't do it different, 'cause I don't know. That's okay, yeah, but that's okay. I might be crying at the end of the day, I'm still trying. Yeah, but that's okay.
That's okay. And before that, Monster, we have Carolina East on Atlantic Access this week and talking about her incredible new album, Soaked in Whiskey. And just want to ask you about that songwriting. A lot of this stuff seems really personal. Is it, or is it more observational?
No, it's all very personal. It's 100% depiction of my life in some form or another. Monster, for example, was the very first song we wrote together. In Toronto with Robin Shoga, and that was about a relationship that went awry. I made it my mantra the moment that I decided to go into the original songwriting world, to always be truthful and to always be telling the story that's my truth. Because of that, a lot of people have really taken hold of these songs and have really found that personal touch to them.
It's a very polished songwriting style.
The three records that I've done so far, they've always been a co-write with Shoga, one of the best songwriters I've ever had the opportunity to work with. But, you know, we always sat down, and I always say that I draw the picture, and Shoga and Rob, they color it in for me.
Nice.
So the process of sitting in the room together, myself and Shoga and Rob, oftentimes a songwriting session ends up with me crying or all three of us crying together, mm-hmm. laughing to the point where we, you know, we can't breathe. It
kind of makes somebody want to kind of be in the room with you when it happens almost.
I feel like next time I'm going to take a camera in with me and just kind of let people see how it goes. Obviously, people write about what they feel and what they're going through. And sometimes, you know, there could be something bothering you that you've never really faced head on yet. All of a sudden, these words start coming out and these feelings. And before you know it, you're having that really raw experience with somebody where you're your true self. And that vulnerability really comes out in most of the songs as well.
Your voice and your singing is among the most versatile, I think, out there right now. It's you have such a powerful presence, and then you're able to rein that in and make it sound so, I don't know, sweet and almost dreamlike. What kind of influences would have impacted that?
You know, I really, first of all, thank you so much for saying that, because that's the biggest compliment that you could give me. You know, I have to be honest with you. For, you know, 15, 16 years prior to the release of my first record, I was playing in downtown St. John's in a street called George Street. And I guess, you know, we were, you know, slinging out covers, which would be top 40 or classic rock or country. And it really kind of gave me that ability to dig into many different styles of singing and different genres and different ways to emote. However, when I was given the opportunity to go work with Rob and we got in that vocal booth for the first time, it didn't quite work out the way that I thought it would. I just figured I'd go in, I'd sing the lyrics, and then I'd go out, and then an hour or 2 hours later, we'd have a vocal track. The very first time I recorded a song, it was Monster. That was the very first one we had written and recorded. It was almost like it's very cliche to say this, but it was almost a spiritual experience. When I went in there, I did the first couple of takes, and Rob took me into the booth. He sat me down. He said, okay, this isn't working. You really need to dig in, and you need to feel all these feelings that you have on the paper. Otherwise, they're just words. And when he said that to me, and I really kind of let my layers down, and I just wasn't my true self, it was when those vocals started to come out. So it was a very interesting and life-changing experience. And from then on, it just became the new normal. And every single song when we go in there, Rob always pushes the fact that you need to emote how you're feeling. I guess it translates well then.
Two of my favorite songs on the album Soaked in Whiskey are Coping and Isn't It Nice. So I think we're going to maybe wrap up with those two.
In terms of the song Coping, I think that might be one of my favorites as well. That song was actually written by Shoba. It's doing quite well. A lot of people do enjoy that song. It's actually been a miscarriage.
Wow, yeah, really? From a guy's perspective, I would have never have gone there.
A lot of people don't, but now when you listen to the song, I think you'll really get an entirely different appreciation for it as well. It got me right to the core when I heard it.
We can't wait to hear what's next.
But again, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate the support.
It's my pleasure. We're going to spin Coping and Isn't It Nice now on Atlantic Access.
I'm sad to be drinking to this not so happy occasion. It's not like I want to be smoking again, but I'm alone and heartbroken against my will. 'Cause you up and left home in what seemed like a second. My whole world turned small town and flipped right upside down. I can't sugarcoat it when I'm asked how's it going. I'm coping. Not forever, but for now. I'm checking out. Cause if it's not right, it's a no use. Tell me something that I don't know already. Like, what was the point of all this anyway? And don't wipe my tears away, 'cause with them goes some of the pain. You heal in your time, and I'll heal in mine. I can't sugarcoat it when I'm asked how's it going. I'm coping. Not forever, but for now. I'm checking out. The strangest thing has been happening since you've been around. I don't carry my bags, haven't pumped my own gas, and it's freaking me out. But nothing was wrong, and I went this long without needing someone. I could treat myself. Door. There's this whole new world I never had before. It's a nice to have, like flying first class. And once you get, you want more. But nothing was wrong, and I went this long without needing someone. I could treat myself. I've been holding.
From the album Soaked in Whiskey from Carolina East, that's Isn't It Nice on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. Our bonus track is from an artist from Nova Scotia whose country recording career is mainly kept on the down low, except for the army of followers he has. Jason Price has a brand new single, When Music Was Enough, now on Atlantic Access.
Imagine George begging for our votes, for he stopped loving her today. We're swinging doors, being submitted to some contest in L.A. They just love music, not bad lights and those thumbs up, and you could feel the goosebumps arising when old George say, "Step right up." That's when music was enough. 6 years old, up on a stage,
He's trying to be brave. His palms are sweaty beside his classmates. And then he sees his mom and waves. And she just loves his music. It's not about lights and those thumbs up. And she can feel her heart start racing. Cause her solo is coming up. That's when music was enough. And though the time has changed, still one place we can turn to. Whether it's to celebrate or to cry through the pain, you just might have an angel singing with you. If it's all about the music, not about lights and those thumbs up, and then you feel your heart start racing when your solo is coming up. That's when music is enough. Songs like I had choices. Hello, darling. Kissing an angel good morning. Don't it make my brown eyes blue? Blue eyes crying in the rain. Sunday morning, coming down. Amen.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker at mixcloud.com/TerryP62. And like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.